The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Now, we've heard a lot about the circular economy, but how can businesses, big and small, get on board? I'm joined by Jo Lennon, climate editor with the Sunday Times Ireland. Jo, good morning.
Morning, Pat.
Explain the term circular economy.
Yes, a lot of people will be hearing ads on radio and on TV and seeing things about circularity. And I suppose moving on from things being sustainable, now we're moving into this phase where we want everything to be circular. And it sounds complex, but really what it means is that you're keeping products in use for as long as possible. So we're trying to move away from having something, throwing it away, it going into the bin, and actually reusing things. And I guess the best and most accessible example that everyone will know is the deposit return scheme. Because you have a plastic bottle or a can, you pop it into the machine, they take those and they actually make them into another bottle or can.
We used to be a lot more circular. For example, you'd pass your school books on to your younger brother and sister. You'd pass your school uniform on to your younger brother and sister. Your toys would go on to your younger brother and sister. That day appears to be gone. Everyone wants new.
They do. And it's one of the benefits, I suppose, of being a wealthy country. But you're so right. We're now trying to go backwards and say, look, we had it right all along. We need to go back to reusing things, repairing things, you know, reimagining things. So that's really what circularity is all about.
Now, there are a number of companies and relatively few responsible for most of the environmental destruction.
It's staggering. About 70% of all the emissions since the 1980s have come from 100 corporations, which is so mind-blowing. And I think for consumers, that always is what people will say to me. I'm just one person. I'm there trying to recycle my stuff. These big companies are the ones who should be taking the heat, and they should. But I suppose what that statistic shows is that actually if companies do the right thing, we can seriously turn around the climate crisis.
Now, talk to me about businesses big and small and how they can embrace circularity.
Yes. So SMEs are the backbone of the Irish economy, and they play such a massive role. And really, they're the ones a lot of the time who are leading the way when it comes to sustainability and circularity. There's a fantastic training program. If you're an SME or you work at a small business and you think, I don't really know what this is and I don't know how to implement it into my company, what I would say is all of the studies show that if you start to implement sustainability and circularity, you will save a lot of money. You will also gather new customers because people are looking for sustainable businesses now. There's a great training program called MODOS. It's completely free.
What does that stand for?
I'm not sure. MODOS. Great questions. It's by the Department of Climate and it's the local authorities. And you basically, it's a free course and they will teach you, you know, all the kind of basics and then how you can implement circularity. So that's a great place to maybe start if people want to dip their toe in. And there are some companies doing great things, but MODOS is a very good place to start. Any luck, Pat, MODOS?
I'm looking at it. Behaviour towards others. It seems to be just someone decided to call it that. An online circular economy and sustainable business program providing training. So it's just someone came up with the name.
It's a lovely name, MODOS. You go. If you go to your local authority.ie, you can find out where the course is happening near you and sign up for that.
Now, give me some examples of people who have really embraced circularity and are doing it well.
There are tons of them. And actually, if you are a business who's interested in this, there's actually a great circular economy awards coming up. You can Google those if you're doing things that maybe no one has heard of you. But two of the companies that I always talk about are Hooku Balance. And people might remember, if you were very online like me during the lockdowns, everyone got obsessed with these Hooku Balance boards. They're these wooden boards. They're handmade in Donegal and they basically balance on another kind of cylinder, and people were obsessed with these. It was a real way to kind of get fit and get toned, and it was kind of a challenge. They're a fabulous small business in Donegal and everything they do is with circularity in mind. It's all their materials are sustainable, biodegradable, and they give a lifetime guarantee. But if your board does malfunction or break, they'll take it back and make it into a new one, which is amazing.
I have a question. You may not know the answer, but when you get a lot of cardboard stuff coming in, which is fine because you can recycle cardboard, but often things are stuck on them with tape.
Yes.
And is that tape like cellulose or is it plastic? If it's plastic, you really have to separate it from the cardboard. If it's cellulose, it's all the same thing.
Exactly. And that's such a good point. If you're really good at your recycling, but you do get a little bit lazy when you come to those stickers and the sellotape, you do have to remove it. And I would say always err on the side of caution. Unless you're a company like Hooku that actually use paper sellotape, take it off for sure.
Because cello tape, you'd imagine that is cellulose rather than plastic.
And it's plastic.
Check it out. Now, another one, Still Garden Distillery.
Yes, an amazing business that are in Dublin 8. And they basically started this distillery, and again, with circularity at mind. There was a kind of a disused plot outside their distillery, and they've turned into a stunning garden. It's incredible. If you want to go out and visit, you can. And they basically take a lot of the different ingredients from the garden, use them in their botanicals for their gin, for their all of their different drinks, and you can go in and sample them. Again, a great example of how tasty and exciting circularity can be. So check them out, Still Garden.
Deaf Enterprises Cork, they reupholster and repair furniture and they do bicycle repairs.
Yeah, and that's something people always say to me, like, how, where do I get stuff repaired locally? So Deaf Enterprise are amazing. They support so many great repairs. And if you're looking for somewhere locally, check out CRNI. That's the Community Resources Network Ireland. And if you're looking for any kind of repair or any kind of support in circularity, Google them and you'll find places close by.
And finally, repair what you own, buy secondhand and recycle.
Recycle. Very, very simple. Circular.
Circular. Very good. Bicycles.
Bicycles, clothes,
circular, of
anything
course.
You want.
All right, Joe Lennon, who's climate editor of the Sunday Times Ireland, thank you very much.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.